Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hi,
what's
Ernest?
Up? How's it going?
What
it's
up, man?
It's going great. Oh, man, that's a great vest. I love that.
Thank you.
You look good. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing all right.
We were trying to figure out if we talked about each one of you of the number one songs that you've written, we'll only have 1 minute per song. Not a lot of time when you break it down like that. So we're not going to be able to get to all of them.
Categorize them.
Hey,
is that vest is your new branding for the publishing company or what? I see the Cadillac sign on there.
Yeah, I had well, on the back, it's got a whole Cadillac Coupe de Ville, 1975. I actually had the vest before the company. It's for my car.
So nice. for people who don't know, you cruise around in this sweet vintage Cadillac, and then you decided to name your new publishing company after it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true love on a car. Is that car a male or a female?
It's a she.
Do you have a special name?
Her name's like, June.
Oh, see, that's cute. I like when guys name cars. I think that's cool.
How did you get the car? What's the history of this? Was it a hand-me-down?
No, I just found it on Car Gurus, and it was in North Shore, and I thought it was badass, and it had cool-looking wheels on it, so I had it shipped to Nashville.
You bought the car sight unseen. You didn't even take it for a test drive. You're like, nope. I think it. You knew it was the one.
That was the one immediately.
I bought a horse like that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ill-advised, but I did it.
Didn't even get to know the horse. You just said this is the one.
I knew he was the one. I saw just like how you knew in the photo. Like that's true. This is my heart car.
That's true. My car won't kick me though.
That's a good point.
The Cadillac's a little different than that green what was that? A Lambo? What was that?
Oh, it was a McLaren.
McLaren. A little different.
A little different ride, yeah.
That's yours too?
No, that's not my car.
All right.
Not my car. That was just for a photo.
Can I ask you about something that I find to be really, really funny? Because I watched your podcast that you did with Morgan Wallen. It was a while back, at least a year.
Who?
That guy. Is more. Here's what I think is really funny. I think it's funny, and maybe somebody missed this, but that you guys, just correct me if I'm wrong, and if I misspeak, I'm so sorry. But you guys call him Mortgage Wallen?
Mortgage name? Wallen? When was that?
It was in a podcast that you did with him.
If we did, that was probably a one-time thing, but sounds like something I'd say.
Well, the story is that if you get together with Morgan or you write a song for Morgan, then you basically get your mortgage paid for.
Turns out it's kind of true. Mortgage Wallen or Morgan Wallet, one of the two.
Morgan Wallet.
That's so funny.
I went cliff diving off of his wallet last week. It was
I'm sorry, I just think it's so funny. And for people, if you're watching this, you don't know, Ernest, you are like a songwriting genius, if you will. We got a great story from Jelly Roll. Is this the story, Rob? Do you remember this? Jelly Roll was writing. Were you just going to pick up food next?
Oh, yeah. You were going to the barbecue joint, right?
Yeah. I was picking up food for Delaney at Martin's. And I knew he was next door at Sound Emporium. So I just texted him. I was like, yo, you still in there? And I wandered in there. And the way he tells it, you know, half faded with my shirt on. My shirt was definitely unbuttoned. And I went in there and sat down, picked up a guitar and spilled some stuff out, and it felt really special. I do remember saying too, after whatever happened, was just like, this came from somewhere else. Cause it just, it felt, it's a spiritual song, really. I mean, for a couple, you know, rough fellas like us, that it was like a very, very spiritual, sweet, soft song.
Do you feel that it's better to write on an empty stomach, or do you, I'm just saying, because on your way.
The question is, did you eat any of the Martins?
I've never written on an empty stomach. I usually just write on my phone, but okay. I mean, if there's enough, you know, space to write on, I'm sure an empty stomach will do just fine.
What did you,
people take shots.
Depends on what kind of pen you got. Sharpie would probably be easiest.
People take shots off of empty stomachs all the time. I think it's a great idea.
When's the last time you did a body shot off of somebody?
I've honestly to God never done a body shot.
Oh,
and I'm not missing out. I'm not missing out. Yeah. No,
it depends on who you're doing it with. I think, you know,
could be not off Jelly Roll.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I didn't even think that.
No, that's not where my brain first goes. I was just wondering if you were snacking out of that Martin's bag before you walked over there. Like, what is it? Was there?
I hadn't gotten the food yet.
No, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about his empty stomach. Like, he hadn't eaten yet, and then it's like.
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Just because I didn't have Martin's, I doesn't mean I'm very rarely on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, it hadn't been that long since the last time I ate.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So. I feel like you've been, you know, we talk about all the songs that you've written. There's a ton of number ones. Now you're really diving into the artist thing. Is that something you always wanted to do? Or were you like, I just kind of want to be a songwriter?
I've always wanted to be an artist. I didn't always know what that would look like or, you know, where I would land in the landscape of it all. But I'm here and I love it and going to keep going.
Spring is on the way. Are you in one of these like baseball leagues that sometimes some of you guys do?
The only time that we had time for that was during this thing called COVID.
Yeah.
And we had nothing else. I mean, we knew how special it was then because we knew it was going to be over and we wouldn't ever be able to do that again, probably until we're old and washed.
But so fun. That's another thing I learned.
It was
about.
So fun. We take gloves out on the road. We'll throw while we're out on the road and probably take batting practice if we're playing at these baseball stadiums. But the old beer league softball was a legendary little season.
Yeah.
And when you were playing baseball, your dad was a coach?
Yeah, my dad coached at David Lipscomb High School for 46 years. So I grew up in a dugout and then got to play for him in high school. Watched him win a couple states, and then we got to win a state championship together my senior year.
I didn't realize that. So do you miss baseball or are you like, it's okay, I'm fine?
Both. I do miss baseball, but not really.
Yeah, I got some other cool stuff going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have do you don't have kids, I don't think.
You guys got a boy, right?
I have a
two. You do. Oh, I didn't even realize that. Are you so excited for Little League one day? What do you think?
Yeah,
you
I do. I do look forward to Little League for sure.
Are you teeing him up now? Get it?
Yep, I am. He's got a little tee and a big old beach ball baseball that he goes and he hits walls more than he hits the ball. But that's fine. I broke my share of windows growing up.
Yeah.
Is he digging any of Dad's music? Feel like he's feeling it?
Yeah. When he'll hear the intro to Unhang the Moon and go Moon, he knows what songs are for sure.
My son is almost four now, and he was super into music for a while, but now when I play guitar, for some reason he's all of a sudden going stop it. He goes the other day he goes I don't like music. I'm like, what, since when?
What do you mean I don't like music?
Yeah,
who doesn't like
that?
Music.
Yeah,
I think it's a weird, you know, they say terrible twos, but it's really not. It's like three and four, they start to really try to push your buttons, and he knows that I'm music is life, right? So he's like, I think he's just trying to push my buttons.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Whatever. That hadn't been the case for Ryman yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather your child?
Don't take it personal, though.
Yeah. Would you rather him play music or play baseball? Like as if he's going to be an adult, a professional, he's a professional musician, professional baseball player. What, as a dad, would you prefer?
I'd be happy with either. I will say this. In music, you could make it all the way to the top and end up selling your catalog for like $220 million. But in baseball, you could sign a $380 million contract for like 10 years of hanging out. So on a financial side, baseball money on music money.
Interesting.
I know a lot of rich people, and Mookie Betts is richer than all of them.
Yeah.
We figured out one time that golf was where it was at, because we were
golf
like,
is also where it's at, especially if you go play in the other league that everybody's mad at because they get paid millions.
Yeah, right? Rob and I we like looked and I was like, what golfers make? How about I
yeah, golf is it for sure. Golf, I'd be happy to be a golf dad.
Okay.
Are you golfing? I know it seems like a requirement. We always
I just
say
don't have time to do anything else right now. Yeah. I golfed plenty during the quarantine. But I've played golf like 5 times in the last 12 months.
He's right.
I love getting out there and playing golf. I just ain't got time.
Right.
The re-release of this album, Flower Shops, can you tell us what is special about the re-release of it?
Yeah, it's just 13 more songs. I think I dug a little deeper. I think it's better. I think these 13 songs is a step up from the first 11, which are great songs. So I'm excited to share it with people and hear what they think.
It's almost like a double album, really. If 13
yeah, kind
more
of like
songs,
part
yeah.
one, part two.
Yeah. It's a two dozen roses.
24 that's total a, songs.
Yeah. Dang. That's wonderful. I like that. Yeah. I didn't even catch that until just as we're talking about it.
Well, let me spell it out for you.
Who doesn't roll it? Listen, Ernest, I'm not the smartest person. You know what I mean? I mean, that's
you fooled me.
Obvious. You know, you're so sweet. Yeah. Rob's the smart one.
I don't know. Is there anyone that we should be looking out for that you are signing to your publishing company?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't signed any bums. I don't think it's all really good. They're all really different. Chandler Walters is great. Cody Loden, Rafe Tenpenny, and I'm going to have Reese Rutherford, who's Rivers Rutherford's son. Rivers has tons of hits. So got some little a legacy act coming up.
Nice.
That's so fun.
You're doing it all, man.
Yeah, thank you.
No golf, no baseball, no time for that. You got all this, you got a publishing company, a career, you know, we don't need to worry about golf.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
That's exactly right.
Once the dealing is done, he's doing the dealing.
That's
once
right.
The dealing's done.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you, Ernest. We appreciate you. So I love your sense of humor. I just think that you're just wonderful.
Thank you.
I love all your songs. We appreciate all the music. So thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, man. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Y'all too. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.